Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on tightening a track for jungle and old school DNB vibes using stock devices only. Today we're not trying to write a brand new tune from scratch. We're taking a rough idea, maybe a break loop, a bass phrase, and a bit of atmosphere, and turning it into something that feels locked in, punchy, and actually usable as a DJ tool. That means the groove needs to hit, the low end needs to behave, and the arrangement needs to leave room for mixing. In this style, tight doesn't mean sterile, it means the drums feel focused, the bass and breaks support each other, and every edit has a purpose. We want controlled chaos, not random chaos. Let's get into it. First, choose a break or drum loop that already has energy. That's important. In jungle and old school DNB, the source material matters a lot. A good break already gives you swing, ghost notes, and natural accents, so you're building from something alive instead of forcing life into a dead loop. Drag the break into an audio track and turn warp on. For drum material, set warp mode to beats. If the break is fast and percussive, try preserve set to transients with envelope somewhere around 60 to 80. Keep flux low or off if you want tighter behavior. Now zoom in and line up the first strong transient to the grid. Usually that's the main kick or snare. Trim any dead air at the front, and if the break feels late, nudge it forward in tiny steps until it sits properly. Here's the first big mindset shift. Don't overquantize everything. For old school jungle, you want the main accents to be solid, but you can absolutely leave some natural swing in the hats, ghost hits, and little internal details. Tightness comes from the core being dependable, not from every single tick being robotic. If the break still feels a bit stiff, use clip envelopes before reaching for more plugins. A small volume envelope, filter movement, or even pitch changes on selected hits can bring motion back into the loop without overprocessing it. Now, if the break is too busy, it's time to make it editable. A fast route is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track, Slice by Transient, and let Ableton build a drum rock for you. This is great because now you can treat the kick, snare, hats, and ghost notes as separate pieces instead of one giant blob. Rebuild the groove in one bar or two bar chunks. Keep the main snare predictable. That's the anchor. Everything around it can move. Put the kick and snare in consistent places, then let the ghost notes and little hat flicks dance around them. If the groove feels late, move a ghost hit earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds. If a hat is crowding the snare, pull it back slightly. These tiny edits can make the whole loop breeze better. In DNB, micro timing is a huge part of the feel. A few milliseconds can make the difference between rigid and rolling. Now let's shape the drum bus. Group your break slices and any extra drums together. Then insert drum bus, EQ8, and utility on the group. With drum bus, start gently. Drive around 5 to 15% is usually enough to add edge. Crunch can stay low for subtle grit, or you can push it a bit if you want more bite. Keep boom low or off if the sub is already doing a lot. Use transients to add attack, maybe plus 5 to plus 20. The goal is punch, not flattening. Then EQ8, clean out unnecessary low-end rumble on hats and tops, usually somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. If the break sounds boxy, a little cut around 250 to 500 Hz can help. If the snare needs more snap, a gentle boost around 2 to 5 kHz can bring it forward. And if things get crispy in a bad way, tame the harshness around 7 to 10 kHz. Utility is super useful here too. Narrow any low percussion layers if they're taking up too much width. Keep the low end centered and stable. If the break has facey low end, be careful with stereo width. On loud systems, bad phase in the drums can wreck the whole groove. Now build the bass around the drums, not on top of them. For the source, use a stock synth like Wavetable, Operator, or Analog. Then shape it with Saturator, EQ8, and Utility. The bass in jungle and old school DNB often works best like part of the rhythm section. It's not just a lead, it's something that locks with the break and leaves space where the snare needs to speak. Keep the sub simple and rhythmically aligned with the kick and snare conversation. Short note lengths often work really well for tight rollers. Leave little holes after important snare hits so the break can breathe. Think call and response. Let the bass answer the drums, not talk over them all the time. If you're layering a reese or mid-bass, high pass that layer somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz, so the real sub stays separate. The sub should stay mono and stable. Use utility to keep it centered. If you want movement, add it to the mid layer with auto filter or subtle detune, not to the true low end. Saturator is great for adding harmonics and perceived weight. Soft clip can help keep the bass controlled while still aggressive. After that, use EQ8 to trim any harshness or mod. And remember, in DNB, A bass line that stays clean and centered usually hits harder than one that's huge but messy. Now let's talk arrangement, because a lot of tightening happens through subtraction, not addition. Build a 16-bar section and think in phrases. Bars 1 to 4 establish the groove. Bars 5 to 8 add a small variation, maybe a snare lift or one extra hat detail. Bars 9 to 12 can introduce a bass response phrase or a break cut. Bars 13 to 16 should strip back a little so the next transition has room to land. This is where you can use small edits to create energy. Mute the kick for half a bar before a return. Cut the bass for one beat so the snare hits harder. Add a single crash or noise sweep only at phrase changes. Leave one bar a little lighter so the next bar feels bigger. For a DJ tool, the intro and outro matter a lot. You want mixable space. That usually means 8 or 16 bars of drums only, maybe with filtered bass coming in later. Keep the effects restrained. Avoid clutter. A DJ needs room to blend, not a mini soundtrack. A good old-school move is to let the intro run with break and top percussion first, then bring the sub in after 8 bars. On the outro, simplify again so the track can mix out cleanly. You're making something functional, not just dramatic. Now let's glue the groove together. On the drum group or full beat bus, use glue compressor lightly. A ratio of 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good start. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds lets the transients through. Release can be auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Aim for only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you crush it too much, you lose the snap that makes DNB feel alive. You can also use drum bus or a touch of saturator for density, but always listen for the transient. If the punch disappears, back off. In this style, the groove should breathe, but it should still feel locked to the grid. Next, add one controlled break fill or transition moment. Just one. Maybe a one bar or half bar fill at the end of a phrase. You could duplicate a break slice, reverse a short hit, pitch a snare or tom down slightly in simpler, or automate an auto filter sweep on the drum bus. Keep it understated. In darker DNB, the fill should feel like a pressure release, not a huge breakdown. A good place for this is the end of bar 4, bar 8, or bar 15, depending on the structure. You can automate auto filter cutoff quickly from around 2 to 5 kHz down toward 200 to 800 Hz for tension. A short delay on a snare hit can work too, but keep the feedback low and cut it off before the next phrase. The best fills are the ones that reset the ear without stealing the groove. At this point, resample the best groove. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling, and record a 4-bar or 8-bar pass of the section. This is a great move because it helps you hear what the track really feels like, not just what the MIDI grid says. Often the best edits come from committing to the groove and then arranging around it. Once you've recorded it, chop the resampled audio, remove weak moments, duplicate the strongest bars, and make tiny transition edits. This is especially useful in jungle, where the best momentum often comes from a performance-style feel rather than endless tweaking. Quick teacher tip. Check the loop at low volume. If it still feels punchy when quiet, the rhythm is working. If it only feels good when loud, you may be relying too much on raw energy and not enough on actual groove. Also, listen for the return to the downbeat. That's one of the best quality tests. If the groove doesn't click back into place after a fill, the fill may be too long or too busy. Tight DNB edits always make the bar line feel clear. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't over-quantize the break. Don't let the bass fight the snare. Don't pile in too many fills. Don't make the intro too full. And don't over-compress the drum bus just to make everything seem louder. If you're adding layers because the groove feels weak, try editing the phrasing first. Sometimes the tightest move is to remove something. For example, if the drop feels crowded, mute the top loop for one bar and let the break carry the motion alone. When it comes back, it'll feel bigger. Or try a micro dropout on the last eighth note before a phrase change. That tiny silence can make the next downbeat smack harder than adding another percussion hit. You can also use bar rate mutation. Keep 7 bars stable, then change just one hit, one filter move, or one bass rest in bar 8. That small variation keeps the loop alive without making it messy. If you want a more classic jungle edge, consider resampling your drum bus with saturation baked in, then slicing that audio and working with it. That can give the whole thing a more unified, immediate feel. You can also create a layered snare with stock tools, a short noisy snap, a pitch down body hit, and a tiny bit of room from reverb or echo, then EQ out the mod. Simple, effective, and vary on style. Now let's wrap this up with the big idea. Tight DNB comes from editing rhythm, phrasing, and space. It's not just about stacking more sounds. Keep the break energetic but controlled. Use simpler or drum rack to refine the groove. Keep the sub mono and disciplined. Shape the drums with drum bus, EQ8, glue compressor, and utility. Arrange for DJ mixing with clear phrases, and use one or two strong edits instead of constant fills. If you can take a rough loop and make it feel like a proper jungle or old school DNB section, using only Ableton stock devices, you're thinking like a real producer.